This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out also goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security, and also the U.S. Coast Guard and those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, as well as our over-the-road truck drivers out there. Thanks so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from the northern part of the U.S. of A, up there in that Motor City, as they like to call it, Detroit, Michigan, we've got the one and only Ron Edwards. All righty. There they are. Yay. Yay. All right, thanks, guys. Thanks. Okay, there they go. Goodbye. See you. But anyway, they like you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe they had a cup of your coffee.
Absolutely, that too.
All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, there's something bad wrong in Kabul. The United States warned all our people to leave the airport area immediately, go back to wherever we were at, and to stay inside and to await further instructions. Apparently, there's a major security threat there at the airport. Probably suicide bombers is my guess. Or then again, maybe the U.S. just wants to get all those people that are trying to get on those planes out of view so that we can't see that there's a whole bunch of people that are going to be left behind. What do you think?
I think your letter statement there is more accurate. They don't want us to see how many are left. They want to lie. They've been lying like rugs all the time.
Well, they fear a bloodbath. We all do. Both the Democrats and the Republicans have begged for more time in Kabul. They're not getting it. The deadline's ticking down for America to withdraw from Afghanistan. Of course, the Republican lawmakers are slamming President Biden for bowing to the Taliban over the August 31st deadline. He's talking about having the military, for the most part, out by this weekend. And even the Democratic lawmakers are now warning that Americans will likely be left behind when that happens. And I believe instead of the 1,500 they're saying that they've got, you know, to take out a country, I believe the number's at least double that.
It probably is, Captain. But the fact of the matter is, even if it's only one-third of that, if it's only 10 Americans, this is a travesty. This is horrible. That the world's most powerful nation, allegedly, would even think about, contemplate leaving any of our citizens behind. And the way they've done it, the order in which it has been executed so far, is totally backwards, wrong. You just don't do things this way. the problem also, we didn't go in the right way. We didn't go in to win it. We went in to contain and to push the Taliban aside and things of that nature, and that's what happened. And if they were in to truly beat them, and I know you've said that they defeated them by taking territory, but they didn't wipe them out like they should have. It was called a war, and in my opinion, it was not executed like a war, because when you truly defeat an enemy, they don't take over in a couple of days in such a swift manner like this.
Well, this doesn't happen. You know why this has all happened this way, don't you? You know why, right?
Let me
explain, because I don't want you to sit there and guess. First of all, the generals were not allowed to conduct a war in a military fashion. It was all done by the politicians. That's number one. So therefore, we get the result we got. Right?
Foolish policies. And that's what I'm saying. It still adds up to what I'm saying. They didn't go in it to win it. Mm-hmm. I'm not blaming the military.
Nope.
But I'm blaming the deciders, those politicians, who obviously did not care, and they seem to still not care if they're willing to try to deceive in this manner, to get people out of the way so we don't know the number. That's very telling, in my opinion, on what caliber of so-called leaders we have in this country right now.
Yeah, and we have China, of course, that's calling a lot of the shots, too. I find that quite amazing, but there they are, right in the middle of it.
Yeah, well, that's because they want to take advantage of, because we didn't take advantage like we should have, in my opinion, of the minerals and things of that nature. We should have made deals. Because we need those minerals for electronic equipment, and I think we're gonna suffer because we don't have what we need. And there you go, China's taking it, and I think Russia's gonna be getting some of those minerals as well. But us, the only thing we got was nothing. We've gotten nothing but humiliation, thanks to these feckless DC leaders.
Mm-hmm. Same thing as Iraq, where all that oil over there, we didn't get a drop.
Nope. And now, because of the same feckless...
Okay, you hear the music coming? I do, too. So hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Which we've got an Edwards Notebook queued up to play here when we come back, so don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break. Have at it, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan, it's amazing how many customers they get from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, through the Midwest, and all the way out to Arizona. Yep, you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It starts with Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. While you're there, check out the hottest SUV in the market, the Rogue. The Rogue has been completely redesigned. The interior is as big as the Murano. Now, clean trade-ins are also commanding a great resale price, so take advantage of that. Upgrade your ride now. You might have some extra bucks in your pockets you didn't know about. Now, guess what? Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and an all-new Moss Nissan coming soon. I can't wait, grand opening. Going to have fun with that one. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, time for an Edwards Notebook.
The recent actions or lack thereof by the Biden regime in Afghanistan proves that history most certainly repeats itself. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, Vietnam would be a free nation today except the Democrat Party-controlled Congress decided otherwise, which paved the way for the communist takeover of South Vietnam and Cambodia and the death of over 2 million people at the hands of the communists. Once again, U.S. Democrats have paved the way for those who hate liberty to replace U.S. forces this time in Afghanistan. Just like before, Uncle Sam has left those hoping for a better way of life to run and hide as they hope to avoid getting murdered by the brutish Taliban. To add insult to injury, the Biden regime has told U.S. citizens in Afghanistan there's no help coming for the support by Taliban brutes who are hunting for Americans and anyone who helped the U.S. military in the past. So now China is displacing the USA as the world's premier nation, which has been a goal of the Chinese concubine, Joe Biden. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All right, and that is Ron Edwards, and this is Ron Edwards right here. Good morning again, Ron Edwards.
Good morning.
And you know,
good morning.
You know, before we go on here, hold on just a second, because this is going to get cold. I'm sipping my coffee, because you see, folks, I'm having Constitutional Grounds coffee right now. And where you can find out more about that is by going to the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com. And you can make a purchase there. Make sure you utilize the RE20 promo code. That'll save you 20% of your purchase. And Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that what, Ron?
That you want in your cup.
See? You got it down pat. It's in my cup right now, and I'm drinking it. I'm also out, almost out, so you got to do something about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're doing it. We're making that happen.
All right. Now, let's get back to the game here. The helicopters were flying around again last night. Now, that's going to come to a halt pretty quick, picking up people in different areas. The people that are stranded, the Americans that have been stranded, that, oh, there's no one stranded.
Yeah, right.
God.
Well, just how active the 160th, for example, has been snatching up evacuees in Taliban-controlled urban terrain over the last week or so may not be fully known until after the operation ends, or maybe, Captain, never at all.
Yeah.
Now, these missions are not just high risk to the pilots and operators, but to the overall stability of the evacuation operations as a whole.
Right.
Let's say if you have a firefight, that could change the entire direction of the situation.
Yep. You're so right. Now, the other thing is, Ron, is Donald Trump is continuing to draw huge crowds at his rallies. He just had another big crowd in Cullman, Alabama. Now, the people inside the Beltway, the swampers, can't figure it out. They're just baffled. How can this guy continue to do that? Well, it's because we love him.
Well, and the reason why Americans love him, and this is something else that the Beltway swamp dwellers cannot and will not get, is because Donald Trump is pro-American. He's pro doing the right thing concerning our great nation. It's not that we just like the guy or love the guy just for the heck of it, because of his personality. It's because he, as president, did his best to serve this country and to turn things around in favor of the United States and to do well by the American people who put him there. That's the deal here. And the swamp dwellers can't understand that because that's not their mission. They're not there to try to serve the American people. They're there to try to make us serfs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, they don't have the mindset to understand why the American people would like someone like Donald Trump. That's, you know, and that they won't get it until they change their mindset and their mission, which I doubt they ever will.
Right. Now, on Sunday, August the 29th, this Sunday at 12 noon, all across the country, there has been a national day of protest regarding the Afghanistan situation called for. Everyone is being encouraged to show up at their city or their town halls and wear their red, white, and blue, bring their American flags, bring their signs with them that say, I support the troops in Afghanistan or whatever, however you want to word it. And then there's also going to be prayers for the Americans that have been left stranded in Afghanistan, because Americans are really concerned, and some of them are mad as hell, I might add, about Afghanistan. And folks, if you care at all, you need to get involved in this. Show the people in your hometown or wherever you're at, you go to your city, go to your town hall at noon on Sunday, August the 29th, take your friends and neighbors with you, and demonstrate your anger over the situation by being there and just observing a moment of silence or whatever it is you want to do. Anything is right. There's nothing wrong here, right?
Yes, absolutely, Captain. You got to show up in large numbers to show these the dunderheads in the capitals. I think you need to go to your state capitals as well to show these folks that you're serious about what has been going on and that you don't like it. And you have to put the politicians' feet to the fire, and that's one way to do it, to let them know in great numbers that you care about what's going on and that you're serious about what's going on as well.
Okay, we got a call here from Atlanta, one of our favorite little callers up there, I do believe. Good morning there, Atlanta. Who we got?
Good morning, sir. My name is Eric. How are you guys doing?
There you go. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. Good to see you. Really good to hear from you. I'm mad as hell about Afghanistan. I had better never hear another word about, what is it called? You know, International Women's Day.
Yeah.
I better never hear another word about International Women's Day from Joe Biden or from the Biden administration or from anyone who supports this debacle.
You're right.
Anyone. They're going to die.
Yep.
They're going to die because they're not going to be able to get jobs. They're not going to be able to do anything. This is Islam.
Yep.
All right? If you really want to know what they teach in the Quran, watch the Taliban. Because it's happening.
I agree. And I got to run because we're coming up on our break, but I got to run. But thank you very much for your call and great comment, my friend, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Now, Ron, we are running out of time here, but I totally agree with what he said because, I mean, women are going back into the Stone Age. By the way, I saw something yesterday where they had some young girls that were sitting on a curb somewhere in Kabul where they already had the burqas on.
Yeah, what a shame. And this just points out the hypocrisy of the left. The women, just like blacks, are just issues that they throw out to promote their further advancement as politicians. But the gentleman is correct. I'm in agreement with him. They need to shut up when it comes to women because they're not about true rights or anything of that nature. One thing real quick, Captain, our prayers go out for Janice Dean of Fox News because, you know, she's calling for investigations.
Yes.
With this 12,000 number added to we already knew that there were more than what Cuomo was saying, by the way.
Okay, we got to run, and I will talk to you again on Tuesday.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, thank you. Ron Edwards, everybody. Host of the Edwards Notebooks, and we'll hear another one of those on Saturday in the weekend show. But in the meantime, we're coming back with Lauren Kelly, the author of Tuggy the Patriot Huff. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S., British, and Australian governments issued new warnings overnight for Americans trying to get out of Afghanistan. The feds say there is a credible threat at the airport from an ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy issued security alerts on Wednesday, urging Americans at the Kabul airport to leave immediately. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said Wednesday that up to 1,500 Americans were still trying to evacuate, but admitted the Biden administration has no idea how many Americans remain in country. Ty Garvin pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges earlier this year in alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison Wednesday. Mr. Garvin is the first prison sentence in the case. More trials for others are pending. The National Rifle Association on Wednesday canceled its annual meeting in Houston, Texas, because of concerns about COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Listen to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much. And that's Jeff in Sarasota that did that for us. And this is the part of the program where we have different guests. And today it's the turn of Lauren Kelly. Now, Lauren Kelly, you probably know, is the author of Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Now, that's a book series that you heard me talking about here and promoting on the show. TuggyThePatriotPup.com is a website. And good morning. And, Lauren, we're here, of course, with you to talk about the book series that you have out there and, of course, the children's books that you have. And I'm telling you, it's a great day in the morning, and you're going to love it when you come down here today. The weather's great. Whoop, let me do that. There you go.
Yep.
Works better.
But I have brought you a real gem today. So the book I'm recommending for everyone today is a book called The Timelines of Everything. And I'm so enthused about this for the kids because in one book, it's reminiscent of all the encyclopedia sets we had as kids, but it's all in one book. So it's a great book you can put up on the kitchen table, and it is a little big, but the bigness of it makes it great for more than one reader. And most people, if you pair it up with the access to your phone or your internet as an addition to the learning, anything you can ask a child, anything you can ask a young kid, you can answer with this book.
Now, the book sounds great for teachers and homeschoolers too, am I right?
Yes, because I am on a really thorough search for any book that can be a homework standby for these kids, because they're having to do so much of it on their own. Some of them are still not really going back to school properly. But when you read this book, I think the unexpected benefit for the adults is going to be that you're going to learn so much. Because I was completely refreshed with my learning, because when everything is listed in a timeline and you get to see the timelines of the globe, you realize things that are happening at the exact same time. So now that's a concept that as an adult we all know that something's happening in China at the same time it's happening here in America. But kids don't understand that quite, probably till about the age of 10. So this book really leads them into, like, oh, there's a click. It's something that happened in, 2020 in France happened in 2020 here.
Hmm. Well, tell me more.
Well, there's got great sections. And it starts out, the first section is the section of prehistory. And it goes on to the ancient world, the medieval world, the age of exploration, the age of revolution, and it winds up at the modern world. I kind of like this a little as a mom and a grandmother, because there's not too many sections. There are subsections that you can pick, but give me just about half a dozen sections in a book, because when you're trying to, chat with the kids, you just can't overwhelm them.
Mm. Tell us more.
Now, with the prehistory, it has 10 subsections, which you can pick and choose, that really gets to those questions that the little kids, they always seem to ask you at the craziest times, like, how did the stars get in the sky? Where are the dinosaurs now? And it helps give older kids a timeline to analyze, like, when did we invent the wheel? And when did we start to write things down? Now, the ancient history section explains measuring time, earliest sculpture, and board games that, believe it or not, that go all the way back to 3,500 B.C. that aren't really that much different than today. Now, the medieval world breaks into exploration that people lived all over the globe, and that being in their groups meant the advancement of civilization. Now, that's where really you can, this explanation, you can really kind of get in with the bigger kids, because map making, the Bible, and European countries basically, unfortunately or fortunately, however parents want to explain it, traveling into other parts of the world and it, for lack of a better word, conquering. So that leads us into the time of exploration. And these subsections were great for the examinations of all of the creativity that when the colonists came to the North America, they brought with them. And they began what we call the New World. So now, Captain, a subject that most middle schoolers can understand is the Age of Revolution. Because by the time most kids are, adolescents, they certainly know about alliances, they certainly know about betrayals and overthrows. So the timeline in this leads us into really an exciting age that the young people can start to relate to. Because now we're beginning to come into the age of aviation, automobiles, and globally, women really began to get the right to vote.
Hmm. Well, everything that you're saying kind of makes sense, and of course it all fits into place.
Well, that's what this book really does. And, books that hop around as far as, with the older kids maybe. That's kind of good because they're ready for it. And, of course, they're all used to the Internet, and they're used to the Internet hopping around. But sometimes just the brass tacks of this happened in this year and this happened in that year, it's just so good for just a clear path to learning. But finally, I have to say, like all the books and including my books, the illustrations in this book are so beautiful, and they link up in sync. And you can just get right to a relevant date, to a relevant fact, and a great illustration. And I looked back to my own childhood and then helping my kids, and now I help my grandkids. The illustrations can really help you if you choose to copy them when you have those dreaded poster board book reports or timeline that you have to create yourself. This is the go-to book for it.
Okay. And The book itself is something that sounds like it'd be very interesting. Now, tell me more. I want to hear. I know you're going to wrap it up right now, but tell me more.
Well, I think people need to maybe go on Amazon or go to their library, because there's too much to tell. There's just too much to tell when you think about it. If you can open it at any page and it gives you the history of biology, starting in cave paintings, going all the way up to DNA. And I know a lot of, you know, people that teach. I know a lot of people that are, you know, love to homeschool. But to go from all the way from cave paintings to DNA, that's, most of us need help. So that's what I really think is, every time you turn a page, you're going to find something like that, that's going to educate you right along with the kids. And that's what makes this particular book, Timelines of Everything, a real, like a super standby and a super gem. And you have to have it as a book.
Hmm. Well, tell me about your timeline here when you talk about, you know, we've got kids in school here now. It's not like they're not back in school again. So you got the homeschooling, then we got the kids here in school. A lot of families, of course, are spread throughout the country. That may hit some bumps along the road, but right now the big problem down here, I suppose, is just whether or not they got to wear a mask or not.
Well, you know, nationally, it's shakier than, you know, you guys have it pretty good in Florida, but nationally it's a little shaky. I know some of the schools that have gone back already, say, like, I have a grandson that was going to be attending kindergarten in Alabama, and there was a COVID case, so he went, and then it got shut down. So masks, no masks, the school meetings, all of that. I just think there's going to be a point in time that, as much as families are so stretched, they've really got to say, you know what, the teaching of my children rests with me. And, you know, the Internet can always go down, but books are forever. And get yourself, you know, possibly just a half a dozen books in your house, you know, some of the ones that I recommend, and, of course, my own, that no matter what happens, there's an education in your own home. And that's what I really want to stress, Captain.
Well, that's a good thing to stress. And by the way, we're coming up on a break here, so we're going to have to take a break. But I'm talking, folks, to Lauren Kelly, the author of the series TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And here comes the music, so you hang on, Lauren. And we've got a caller on the line here. And I'm going to put the caller on the line on hold here. So, caller, you're going on hold. Hang on a second. When we come back, you'll be right up on the line. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Lauren Kelly from TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. Our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And we've got the author of the book, Lauren Kelly, on the phone with us right now. But education of our youth has always been critical, and we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. And, of course, we welcome to the show Tuggy, the Patriot Pup author and mother and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for the grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Now, volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution, where choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And in volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflict. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren. An absolute must for homeschoolers, and the books are written in English and Spanish too. Locally, you can find them at the Coastal Market, number 607, at 607 South Fort Harrison Road. All right, on the telephone line, we've got Lauren Kelly. Good morning, Lauren.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we also have Mary with a question. Okay, Mary, go ahead.
Good morning. I think for learning these days, one of my grandsons went back to school, and they don't have any books. It's all on the computer. I think it's a different kind of learning, and I really don't think people or kids absorb things unless they actually work out like a math problem with the pen and pencil in their hand and go through the whole problem and think it out that way. I don't think you can learn a whole lot with that computer.
For myself, if I see something on the computer, I have to print it out to have it to where I can look at it and read it. So overall, I'm not sure how good the education system is in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Mary, if I can jump in here, I definitely feel your pain on that. And it's a hard one to bring books into the school right now because of the COVID. I know all through children's learning, there was always a book corner with the younger kids, and you could bring in books, and the kids could take a break and go over and read. And then, of course, all schools had a library. But now that seems to be so much not the case. So I think if you could speak to somebody at the school and make maybe even just a little reading table. And there's all kinds of free books at all kinds of libraries. And if you could scoop up, say, half a dozen and just say, I would like to donate these. And I think these kids, especially the kids under, say, third grade, they really need a little tiny, it has to be tiny maybe because of the COVID, a reading center. So I think that could be something you could go forward with.
Okay, well, Mary hung up, but she heard what you said. Yeah, I agree with that because, again, you know, it's one thing to do whatever, but it's another thing, of course, to have something that you can see and actually see the results of your work. You know, when you do a book report and whatnot, it's better to have a book than a computer, I think.
Well, I just think the mindset for parents and for homeschoolers and for family members with these kids has got to flip from expecting. It's got to flip now to, you know, as family members, we have to flip to doing.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows. I mean, I know. I've got two daughters with their kids going through the COVID and everything. Everyone is stressed. Everyone mm-hmm. doesn't seem to have enough time. But I just want to say to everybody, you got to make the time for these kids.
All right. Well, we need to tell everybody that you're going to be here on September the 23rd for the event that's going to be over at the Grand Hyatt, and you're going to have an exhibitor table there so people can actually meet you over there, and you'd be more than happy to talk to them. But you're also going to be in town later today. You're going to go over, check out the Grand Hyatt. You're going to go over to the Coastal Market so people might see you in their travels.
That's right. I'm in hours I'll be in Tampa. I'm really looking forward to it.
And the website, folks, to check her out, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And, Lauren, I want to thank you very much and look forward to seeing you a little bit later.
All right. See you later, Captain.
All right. Thank you. And that's Lauren Kelly, everybody, from TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, got to tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Because Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located down at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh in Sarasota, just across railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they've been there for a long time, very well-established business, and they know what they're doing. And let me tell you, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, or give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And have them come out and see you, make an appointment, and they'll do whatever you need to have done. Certainly give you a quote. If you don't have it done, that's up to you. But don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, folks, today is going to be another one of those days where everybody's going to be going in 10 different directions in Kabul. Unfortunately, for the people in Kabul, we don't know how many, we don't know what kind. I still don't think the State Department has got the right number of people that are waiting to leave the country. They're saying it's about 1,500. I think it's more than that. Because the numbers they gave out earlier, 15,000, and as of yesterday or the day before, they only had 4,400 that they'd shipped out, one for every seven Afghans, one American and seven out of seven Afghans that were there. That's not a very good good level. But see, the Americans, they can't get there because they got to go through all these checkpoints, and they're afraid if they get out on the road, they're going to get assaulted. Some people have been beaten up. Their passports have been taken. Then what do you do? Then what do you do when they take your passport? Then what do you do? How do you identify yourself? And, of course, they've done that on purpose so that you can't get out. They want Americans there, the Taliban, that is. You're going to see literally the word hostages is going to be brought up here in the next few days, because who do you think they're going to get to run their computers, to run their electric, to run their water plants, to run their airports, to teach them how to use some of the equipment that we've got there? They can't, most of those people can't read or write, so they can't read the directions. So somebody's got to show them, somebody's got to teach them. And they're going to want to learn how to use some of that equipment. So we'll see what happens. Now, unfortunately, it's not just the people, the Afghans, that are trying to get out of Afghanistan. It's also some of our allies are caught behind enemy lines. And they can't get out. And I just think we're making a huge mistake by bailing out. I just believe it's just a terrible mistake that we have to get our people out. And if we got to stick around a few extra days to do that, then by God, that's what we need to do. We just don't leave anybody behind. And nobody seems to be getting that point. Not our government, not anybody. They're coming up with an excuse that, we're giving everyone a chance. We're contacting everyone. And if they don't get a hold of us, then obviously they didn't want to get out. It's all up to them if they want to get out. Yeah, come on. Give me a break. Good Lord. They must think we're all stupid. And, of course, they do to a certain extent. But they're lying through their teeth. And, by the way, while all this has been going on, what did Nancy Pelosi try to slip through on us? The big old Biden agenda, $3.5 trillion. Yep, that's what they're trying to do. While we're not looking, they're trying to do other things, but we'll see whether or not it gets passed in the Senate. All right, I'll be back tomorrow with the Friday report. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of interesting things to talk about. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.